Diversity and Inclusion in Nutrition and Dietetics is a video compilation of clips from interviews with 13 Academy members from different backgrounds sharing their perspectives and experiences. Participants include nutrition consultant Kamaria Mason, Ascend Executive Director Rayan Abusaba, dietetics educator Terry Brown, dietetics student Christina Coyasso Velasquez, dietetics educator Long Wine, media dietitian Maya Feller, dietetics student Lisa Ramos, dietetics educator Crystal Nguyen, Veterans Affairs dietitian Jackie Bastions, clinical dietitian Wendy Wittenbrook, outpatient dietitian and chef Alicia Connor, and wellness dietitian and Academy spokesperson Kim Snodgrass. The participants are sitting in front of the camera and looking at the interviewer who is not in the frame. In this video, they answer the question, why is diversity and inclusion important in dietetics? Kamaria Mason.
We have to think about when we're doing changes and we're trying to make change happen, you know, who's at the table?
Rayan Abusaba.
Our patients are diverse, and so they need somebody that they can relate to.
Terry Brown.
It's important to be able to see a provider that looks like you. Sometimes that helps adherence to the nutritional plan or prescription.
Christina Coyasso Velasquez.
Our diversity in our community of, you know, our profession in dietetics is important because we can reach more people.
Long Wine.
And to better serve this increasingly diverse population, we as a profession, our workforce, need to be more diverse.
Maya Feller.
And when we expand diversity in the nutrition workforce, you have patients who do have those mirrors, right? They have the providers that look like them. I think we're better when there are more people from various backgrounds, people from different abilities. I think it really strengthens kind of how we think about nutrition and how we meet patients where they are.
Isa Ramos.
If we have more diverse practitioners, we'll have patients that might feel more comfortable with us practitioners, establish that trust, and just receive better quality care as well.
Crystal Nguyen.
I would like to see the face of dietetics change. Diverse with underrepresented groups, diverse with members with disabilities, just a diverse profession.
Jackie Bastions.
We're naturally going to have more buy-in, the more familiar, the more diverse we are as a body to reach those communities.
Wendy Wittenbrook.
I think it's important to be seen and included. Just knowing that somebody's out there like you can do this is so important.
Alicia Connor.
This has nothing to do with the auditory experience or whether or not someone can see. Everyone on planet Earth wants to be seen and heard.
Rayan Abusaba.
Diversifying dietetics and the workforce is just going to help us serve the public that much better and be there for our patients, for our clients, and for our students.
Kim Snodgrass.
The sky is the limit, and the Academy has made that possible because they've been addressing this issue head on, and they're just moving forward.
Kamaria Mason.
And we have to continue to explore that from an authentic place, really talking to more dietitians of color and those of diverse backgrounds to see how this all plays together in the role as we're trying to promote health equity.